Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds virtual meeting with chief ministers to discuss fuel supply and inflation in the wake of West Asia crisis. Government slashes domestic levies on petrol and diesel to ensure adequate availability, imposes export duty on diesel and aviation turbine fuel. Security concerns in West Asia rise amid escalating threats to Gulf nations. Diplomatic efforts underway to de-escalate the situation. Defence Acquisition Council clears deals of over 2 lakh crore rupees to boost defence capabilities. Parliament clears Finance Bill and Appropriation No. 2 Bill. Both houses adjourn till Monday. And Indian archers win 10 medals, including 2 gold, at Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing a meeting with the chief ministers of states and union territories virtually. The meeting is reviewing the state's preparedness and plans in the wake of the ongoing West Asia conflict. The discussion also focuses on fuel supply, inflation, and logistics amid global tensions. The chief ministers of election-bound states are not participating in the meeting due to the Model Code of Conduct. The Cabinet Secretariat will hold a separate meeting with the chief secretaries of poll-bound Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry. This is the first time that the Prime Minister is holding a meeting with the chief ministers on the West Asia conflict, which started on February 28. The Centre today reduced the central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre each for domestic consumption and also imposed export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel to ensure adequate availability and protect consumers from the rising global oil prices triggered by the West Asia crisis. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Chairman of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Vivek Chaturvedi, said the move aims to discourage exports at a time when international prices have surged sharply.
Yesterday, we came up with certain export duties in the form of special additional excise duty and a road infrastructure cess. Both these duties and cess have been imposed on the export of diesel and the aviation turbine fuel. Duties on petrol are nil at present. So the duties which have been imposed on diesel and ATF. However, the rates will be reviewed on a fortnightly basis. The idea behind having these changes is to prioritize a domestic availability of these products and at the same time to ensure an energy security for the country in the midst of global uncertainty.
During the inter-ministerial briefing, Joint Secretary of Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said India currently has sufficient crude inventories with supplies secured for the next 2 months.
We have sufficient crude inventories aur agle 2 mahine ke liye supplies have been lined up. Situation is comfortable with respect to LPG and PNG also. Hamari refineries 100% ya usse bhi zyada capacity par operate kar rahi hai. Domestic production of LPG has increased by almost 40%.
The central government has also decided to increase the commercial LPG allocation of states to 70%, with 20% allocation given to industries such as steel, automobile, textile and other labor-intensive industries. Director General of CII Chandrajit Banerjee has welcomed the government's intervention to cushion the economy from energy price shocks. In a statement, Mr. Banerjee said the measures on fuel pricing and LPG allocation will stabilize costs, sustain industrial operations, and protect households. He added, industry stands ready to partner closely to reinforce supply resilience and maintain economic stability in a volatile environment. The External Affairs Ministry today said India continues to be in touch with all concerned countries for the safe transit of its ships to meet the country's energy requirements. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 4 ships laden with LPG have arrived in India after crossing the Strait of Hormuz so far.
We've had 4 ships. They were laden with LPG. They have arrived in India. They safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz a few days back. We continue to be in touch with all concerned countries for the safe transit of our ships to meet our energy requirements. Our imperative to secure the needs of our 1.4 billion people.
The security landscape in West Asia has shifted sharply as the conflict involving US, Israel and Iran has expanded, placing Gulf nations under an increasing threat. In the UAE, air defense systems intercepted 6 ballistic missiles and 9 drones launched from Iran earlier today. In Kuwait, authorities confirmed strikes on key maritime infrastructure. Shuwaik port in Kuwait City and Mubarak al-Kabir port on Bubiyan Island were hit by drones and cruise missiles. In Saudi Arabia, defense systems intercepted 4 drones over the eastern province. Diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the situation are ongoing, with multiple channels of negotiation currently underway amid rising regional tensions. GCC Secretary General Jassim Al-Budaibi has called for Gulf states to be included in the ongoing negotiations as concern grows over President Donald Trump's decision to extend the pause on strikes against Iranian energy infrastructure until April 6. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Gulf officials say their growing security threat is also driven by concerns over economic stability and long-term development plans. Regional leaders fear that attacks targeting major commercial hubs such as ports and airports could undermine investor confidence. Despite US pause on Iranian energy targets, Gulf infrastructure continues to face risk. Qatar has recently declared force majeure on some of its LNG exports, while Kuwait has reported power disruptions, adding to pressure for a decisive resolution rather than a prolonged standoff. Within the GCC, Oman continues to advocate for diplomacy and has maintained support for the 15-point peace framework. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Defence Acquisition Council DAC, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, today cleared proposals worth 2,38,000 crore rupees to augment defence capabilities. Mr. Singh accorded acceptance of necessity for various proposals of the 3 services, the highest in any given financial year. More from our correspondent.
For the Indian Army, DAC approved defence tract system, unmanned piercing tank ammunition, high-capacity radio relay, Dhanush gun system and runway independent aerial surveillance system. The air defense track system will provide real-time air defense control and reporting capability, while the high-capacity radio relay will provide reliable and fail-proof communication. The Dhanush gun system will enhance the artillery's capabilities to engage targets at longer ranges in all terrains with enhanced lethality and accuracy. For the Indian Air Force, the acceptance of necessity was approved for the procurement of medium transport aircraft S-400, long-range surface-to-air missile system, remotely piloted strike aircraft and overhaul of Su-30 aero-engine aggregates. Meanwhile, acceptance of necessity was accorded for heavy-duty air cushion vehicles for the Indian Coast Guard. With Rishu Jaiswal, this is Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Parliament today gave its nod to the Finance Bill 2026 and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning it after consideration, completing the budgetary exercise. The Lok Sabha had already passed the Finance Bill 2026 and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The Finance Bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary moved the bill in the House. Replying to the discussion, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government is committed to shielding its citizens from global oil price shocks while maintaining supply stability in a highly volatile international environment. The Finance Minister said Finance Bill was drafted with reforms in mind.
The Finance Bill was drafted with reforms in mind. Reform Express guided us to bring in very many elements into the finance bill so that it reflects the mood of the nation. The guiding principle has been inclusivity, and we have made sure that every section gets to benefit from our opening economy.
Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Shakti Singh Gohil said there are no serious changes in the tax structure, but the government has done only a little tinkering.
There are no serious changes in the tax structure, only tinkering. Some IT return timelines have changed. Some forms are changed. In gold bond, I will demonstrate it will not benefit to the middle class.
BJP MP Sanjay Seth, Saket Gokhale of Trinamool Congress, Dr. Ashok Kumar Mittal of Aam Aadmi Party, among others, also participated in the debate. Both the houses have been adjourned till Monday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The Election Commission today said that 1,955 candidates are in the fray for elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and by-elections of four states, which will go to polls on the 9th of April. In a statement, the poll body said that 722 candidates from Assam, 890 from Kerala and 294 from Puducherry will contest the elections. Here is a report from Thiruvananthapuram Assembly constituency in Kerala.
Thiruvananthapuram Assembly constituency in Kerala has 11 candidates in the fray. Three political fronts, the NDA, LDF and UDF, has fielded their candidates in this constituency in the state capital. In the sitting seat held by the ruling LDF, Sudhir Karamana, an LDF-backed independent, is contesting. The UDF has fielded CP John of CMP, while NDA candidate is Karamana Jayan of BJP. Adagat Sen of BSP, S. Swaroopa of SUCA Communist and six other independent candidates are also in the fray. In the previous elections, Antony Raju of the Janadhipatha Kerala Congress and Alai of LDF won the seat with a margin of 7,089 votes. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The Indian National Congress today released a list of 16 candidates for the Puducherry Assembly elections a day after nominations were finalized. In West Bengal, clashes broke out between two communities at three locations in the Murshidabad district today during Ram Navami processions, leaving several people injured and prompting authorities to impose emergency restrictions. Incidents of vandalism, looting and arson were reported throughout the day. Authorities have since issued orders under Section 163 of BNS banning public gatherings across the town to prevent further violence. The unrest reportedly began at the Fultala traffic junction in Raghunath Ganj following disturbances created during a Ram Navami procession. In Ladakh, at least five people have lost their lives in a snow avalanche that struck near Zojila Pass today. According to initial reports, several others have also been injured in the incident and rescue is still going on. Further details are awaited. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Vinay Kumar Saxena, has expressed concern over the unfortunate incident. Moving on to sports, in archery, India won 10 medals at the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament Stage 1 in Bangkok today. Compound archers dominated the competition, taking mixed team gold and sweeping the entire men's individual podium. India finished with 2 gold, 4 silver and 4 bronze medals. In Khelo India Tribal Games, Karnataka extended its commanding lead atop the medal standings with 13 gold, 5 silver and 1 bronze, powered by dominant performances in swimming on the third day. Odisha remained in the second place with 6 gold medals, while Assam held the third place with 2. In weightlifting, Arunachal Pradesh made a strong impact by winning 2 gold medals. The women's football group stage witnessed one-sided contests with Gujarat thrashing Andhra Pradesh 25-0 and Jharkhand defeating Assam 9-1. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms over Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim for tomorrow. Similar conditions will prevail over Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha till Tuesday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds virtual meeting with chief ministers to discuss fuel supply and inflation in the wake of the West Asia crisis. Government slashes domestic levies on petrol and diesel to ensure adequate availability, imposes export duty on diesel and aviation turbine fuel. Security concerns in West Asia rise amid escalating threat to Gulf nations, diplomatic efforts underway to de-escalate the situation. Defence Acquisition Council clears deals of over 2 lakh crore rupees to boost defence capabilities. Parliament clears Finance Bill and Appropriation No. 2 Bill. Both houses adjourned till Monday. And Indian archers win 10 medals, including 2 gold, at Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.